dream come true. You know, this is what you put the body working. This is what you dream about as a kid, you know, dreaming about playing in the NFL, to have success like this, to be able to be up here right now holding this trophy. So it's just a dream come true, man. Words really can't express how I'm feeling right now. Trying to hold back the tears, man, trying to man up a little bit, but, you know, it's truly a blessing.
Any questions for Aaron?
NBC Pittsburgh, Hill to Pitt. I got to ask you, first of all, do you think back to those hard days at Pitt right now and all the work that you put in there on this day?
That's one of the main reasons why I'm here, because of Pitt. You know, had some great coaches that helped me to become the player I am, you know, to build me, to mold me who I am, and show me the way. So, you know, I'm glad to be able to have the opportunity to stay at Pittsburgh, where I was born and raised, and play for a great college that I dreamed about playing all my life, and be drafted to the St. Louis Rams, now the L.A. Rams. So, you know, been a good ride so far.
Even though you missed two games, how would you characterize your season?
It was good, you know, definitely a solid season, you know, but you always want to do more, you know. That's the best thing about this game. You can't be comfortable. Once you get comfortable, that's when, you know, you no longer no good. So just staying hungry, you know, having a mindset that I ain't arrived yet, I ain't did enough. So just going to continue to work, and we just getting started. So,
how would you kind of characterize the way this season – hey, Aaron, over here. How would you characterize the way this season went, you know, your first year, you guys under Sean McVay, and with you particularly with Wade Phillips?
It's been great, you know. Had a winning season, first winning season had in this league. So definitely was a fun year. You know, it's a lot more fun when you're winning than losing. So we definitely got a whole lot to build off. So that's the main thing. We got a young, hungry coach with a lot of young, hungry players that's not satisfied, that know we should be still playing right now. So when you got a bunch of guys like that on the team with great coaches like Wade that's putting us in situations and putting us in places to have success to help this team to win, you know, sky's the limit. So. We was good. I feel like we made mistakes just like anybody else. You know, I don't want to say we was perfect, but, you know, we got a lot of room for improvement. You know, and that's the best thing. I feel like the season we had was a great season, but it ain't the best that we can do. I know we can do more, and I know the guys that I'm going on the field with, going to war with, know that too. So. Hard work. You know, through the whole process, you know, I was putting in a body of work. You know, I had my trainer I've been working with since high school, and Dwayne Brown, you know, they had me in my best shape of my life. Had my big brother with me that, you know, after every workout, we line the beds up. We walk through the plays and, you know, work my technique and work my pass rush moves with my brother. So, you know, I always say, you put the body at work and it's going to show, you know, and we put a whole lot of work in. You know, we wasn't on the football field, but we were still, you know, busting our butts and trying to do everything I can to be in top shape to be ready when that time came. So,
Aaron, you said you're just getting started. We're all anxious to see what's going to happen with your contract negotiations. What does having a defensive player of year award maybe now do for your leverage?
You know, I'm just glad and blessed to have the opportunity to be holding this trophy. But, you know, I got a good team, got great agents that I know that's going to handle the business side, and I trust them guys. But all I can do is play football. I put it on film, but, you know, when it happened, it happened. But, you know, like I said, I got a great team with me, so I'm going to let them guys handle it.
Aaron, Herman Chow, NBC News Channel. You're walking the red carpet and seeing all these legends that have also won that award. How does that make you feel that you're in that group?
That's why I'm trying to hold back the tears. You know, I got the opportunity, I want to say 2 days ago, I got to talk to Ray Lewis. You know, that was the guy I watched a lot growing up, and you trying to imitate the way he played the game and the passion he had for it. So, to meet guys like that, legends that did it before you, and they know who you are. That's the thing. I'm like, wow. You know, he knew my name before I even said something. So knowing that and being able to talk to guys like that, and he gave me little talks, and, you know, to try to help me to improve my game and lead a little better. So, you know, like I said, it's just a blessing, man. I had opportunities. I've been meeting people I've been meeting and be here today.
Aaron, you're the first pure defensive tackle to win this award since Warren Sapp in 99. What does that mean to you?
Everything, you know, that's one of the best to ever do it. So, you know, even for my name to be next to that guy's name is beyond a blessing, you know. But like I said, my dad been telling me since, you know, I was 12 years old, working out in my basement, trying to work to get to this point, man. Hard work pay off, man. So you put the body at work and it's going to pay off for you. So it's just been paying off big.
Aaron, who are some other defensive linemen in the league that you've kind of watched and admired and kind of helped motivate you to get better?
I watch a lot of guys, you know, McCoy. I watch McCoy. I watch Cox. I watch Geno Atkins, them guys like that, you know, have a lot of success and go out there week in and week out and put it on film. So, them guys that I feel like it's fun to watch. So,
Aaron, linemen don't get a lot of recognition on the defensive side. Is this the best regular season award you can possibly win?
I don't know. I'm just happy that I got this award right now. You know, it's like you only dream about stuff like this, man. You just dream about it. So to be right here right now in this situation and holding this trophy in my hand, you know, I really can't express I can't say too much because I don't know how to say it in words, you know, so –